Hi, y'all. You're listening to Ordinary People, Ordinary Things with me, your host, Melissa Radke, the ordinariest of us all. Welcome, welcome, welcome to season three of Ordinary People, Ordinary Things. Let me tell you, I cannot believe we are already in our third season. For a girl who started this on a whim, on a let's just see how it goes, maybe we'll stop in a few weeks and I'll try something different, I can't believe it. What I also cannot believe is how freaking well it's done. Our little podcast that could, that's what I like to call it, just keeps rising in ratings and reviews and listenerships. And you think that's not important, you listeners, when you are sitting there listening on your end. But trust me, on our end, it's muy importante. Is that a, oh, I don't even know if that's a thing. Oh, it's important. Money and time, a whole lot of time, go into this. And what in the world are we even doing it for if it isn't going to be heard, y'all? So thank you for listening and for telling your friends about us. We make a plea every single week for you to subscribe and share and leave reviews or blah, 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 blah. And the reason we do that is because, like all social media platforms these days, algorithms matter. And when you subscribe or leave a review, I don't know, I can't explain it. I can't even spell algorithm, but iTunes likes it. I know that. And then they're like, oh, these people get it. And then they tell others about what we're doing. It's a vicious cycle, y'all. And we don't care about being the best in the world, but we do care strongly about being hope in a hopeless world. And I think that's what we're doing here, to be honest. I'm proud of what we're doing. And I really, really appreciate it when you share and you talk it up and you share it on your social media, when you leave reviews and when you subscribe. It's, you don't know how much it helps us. As a Christian woman, I care deeply about being myself and being real with you all. I have real problems because I'm in a real marriage and I parent real human kids who are bad a lot of the time. I have real fears and real anxieties and real weight problems and real heel spurs and real big pores on my nose. And I will not paint it in the stained glass light of Jesus. Don't give me sugar-coated. I'm not interested. Okay. Don't give me scripture for days. Don't give me unattainable. Give me real. Give me Jesus, but give me real. And I think that's why our numbers are growing and our listeners are responding. Because we love Jesus here. We do. We also love Hershey syrup, Sephora, reality TV, Yellowstone, and pedicures. Am I right? If y'all are like, oh, Melissa loves our national parks. No, Yellowstone with Kevin Costner. Oh, keep up, everybody. You want to know the other thing that has been such a shock to me since we started? How much I love it. I kid you not. I absolutely love this job. I love doing this podcast. I mean, like any job, I worry that I'm not doing it good enough. You know, I don't feel like a qualified interviewer, and I worry that I talk too much or talk over my guest. Y'all, tell me if I'm doing that, okay? But be gentle. But oh my gosh, I love people and their stories so much. And I love, love, love seeing how they relate to all of us that are in so many different parts of the world. That's actually been really cool. How is it that the story of a woman in South Africa relates to a woman in North Dakota? How is it that a woman I interview from Louisiana reaches to the heart of a woman who emails me from Australia? I don't know. Only God. And I love that. Man, I love this job and I love y'all. Now, before we dive in today, there are a couple of housekeeping items I want to cover with you. Okay, you ready? Here we go. Housekeeping item number one. This season is going to look a little different than our first two seasons. Not much, lest y'all freak out on me, but a little bit. Here's how. So I asked David Radke from the start of season one to do this podcast with me. And he gave that a big oh hell to the no. Okay, fine, whatever. Who needs him? But it was our first season and he thought interviews were the way to go. And I will admit, I do love the interviews. I learn a lot from the interviews. Hope you guys do too. But sometimes I just wanted to shoot the breeze like this, like I'm doing right now. I just made myself snort. I just want to talk. I just want to sit at a mic and just like talk and discuss and answer your questions and laugh about something we saw on TV So I begged him through season one. I begged him through season two. And apparently the man either likes to be begged or I've worn him down. And I don't think it's the whole worn him down thing. So this season we will have interviews and we will have chats, of which the Attorney General himself will join me. So some weeks you're going to tune in and you're going to hear an incredible podcast by an inspiring guest. And other times you will be lulled into a daytime coma by me and David, by David and I, whatever, man. It could go either way. Okay. So when it's David and I, we may be sitting in our podcast studio discussing life. We may be on the road for an event I'm speaking at. Okay. And you're getting us on the go. It may be us fighting in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. You honestly think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding at all. It may be us trying to figure out some things in our marriage or in our home or in our relationship with Christ. Either way, you can trust that we will be real and vulnerable and you will feel right at home. I assure you. So I hope that you guys are okay with that, because that is definitely going to be a change this season. Hope that you like it. God knows y'all are going to tell me if you don't. All right. Item number two, language. Mine isn't always the best. It's certainly not the worst it's ever been. It used to be much worse, but my kids are older now and they can wipe themselves. I guess what I'm trying to say is I am far more apt to throw out a crap or a dang it than anything else. But sometimes it shows up. It shows up maybe in our interviewer or wait, that's what would be me. I'm the interviewer. Sometimes it shows up in our interviewee or our interviewer. It just is who I is. Okay. I tell you that because it will show up in today's topic. I can promise you. I just wanted to make you aware. I don't know. Always be careful when you're listening to this in your car with kids. I would honestly say 99% of the time you're totally fine, but I'm a parent. I have little ears in my car too. I would at least want to know where someone stands. So I'm just being upfront with you now. I stand on the side of keeping it real and keeping it classy. Okay. But sometimes a girl stubs her toe. That's all I'm going to say about that. And that really pertains to today's just a little bit. And then item number three, you will hear advertisements sometimes, not always, but sometimes if I advertise a product, please, friends, rest assured I use the product and I like the product, period. In a sentence, full stop. I'm never going to advertise to y'all on how to make your own soap. I'm never going to advertise on how you should have some kind of ceramic pottery girls night out. I don't like that kind of stuff. I'm never going to advertise for glue guns. Oh, you know what else? I'm never going to ever, ever, ever say anything good about hiking equipment. If I ever do, stop listening and call my mother because something has happened to me. I'm having a stroke. But if I advertise, then there is a very real chance I was already using the product. The company maybe heard about it and they came to me. Very rarely would I ever do anything for a company, like try out something and then tell you about it. Okay. Because I'm in my 40s. Y'all, I know what I like. Okay. So thank you for your trust. On with the show.
Hey, ordinary people. It's me, David, the Attorney General. I wanted to let you know that this week's podcast episode is brought to you by Live Lessons. So occasionally, Melissa gets this wild hair and she likes to teach what she's learned and is learning to you. So join her this Thursday night, September the 12th, on Facebook and Instagram for a live lesson at 8 p.m. Central. That's right. Step off the treadmill right now. Pull your car over. Make the note. Set the calendar appointment. This Thursday, September the 12th, Facebook and Instagram, a live lesson at 8 p.m. Central Time. So in this lesson, Melissa is going to be talking how you can change how you feel without changing who you are. Melissa is going to walk you through the years that she spent suffering at the hands of other people's words. I bet a lot of you know how she was feeling. But what Melissa discovered is, and what she feels so called to teach you about, is that those words were never about her and all about them. So please join us this Thursday night, 8 p.m. Central, for this very special live lesson. Now back to the show.
So something happened a few months ago when we began to put this season's podcast together. All of the episode topics started lining up, which was peculiar because that was not planned. Oh, sure. There are a few interviews that are kind of standalone, but that's good. It's necessary, you know, if I want this to keep appealing to a lot of different people. But underneath it all, there seemed to be this underlying theme that would show up. And it was this: slow down. clean out the closets, clean out the schedule, tame the beast, manage the anger, harness the depression, listen to the still small voice you've forgotten about, make time, make quiet, create clean and uncluttered spaces in your lives, in your schedules, in your homes. Now, maybe this means dealing with some things. Most often it does. Maybe it means saying no more often. Maybe it means forgiving. Maybe it means dealing with an addiction. Maybe it means handling the chaos in your home. I'm not sure what it means for you, but I can tell you this. I really want to help you figure it out. Now, if you follow me on social media, which I hope you do, then you might have noticed a picture I shared a few weeks ago where I asked you this question. If depression were a scale between 1 and 10, where would you be? I openly shared in that post, that picture, that I was a 5. Let me tell you now why it sucked to share that. It sucked because I had been asked that question by my counselor a few days prior. And when I said a 5, she said, okay, well, let's talk about that. Because when I asked you 2 weeks ago, Melissa, you said you were a 3. So that tells me that we're moving, but we're not moving in the right direction. Ugh, crap. What in the world? Where did this come from? How had this happened? I dealt with depression once before and it nearly killed me. Like literally, I'm not kidding. Like it nearly did me in. That was 15 years ago. Why was this back? Why was this something I was having to deal with again, y'all? Someone told me that maybe it wasn't depression. Maybe it was hormones. Maybe. But have you ever broken your leg? I have. I know the feeling. I know it. I remember it so well that if I ever break my leg again, I bet I know it. It's the same way we can spot the flu from a mile away, or we know when we're about to start our period. Dude, we just know how it feels, okay? And I knew. It came on me swiftly and suddenly. And y'all, I was angry. I am angry. I shouldn't say was, as if it's no longer an issue. I'm still here in the amusement park of depression with its rides that go up and down and up and down, that jerk you awake, that drop you and plummet you and scare you. But the difference between now and 2 months ago is that I can actually see the exit sign. I can see how to leave the park. And I'm really ready to go home. But like with most things that come up in my life, I wanted to figure it out. If it wasn't hormones, and if it wasn't my marriage, and if I wasn't sick, and if I wasn't, you know, if it wasn't anything evident to the human eye, then what the crap was it? I want to know. So I went to work. I went to work cleaning out the closets of my mind. I went to work inspecting my relationships, my friendships. I went to work looking at my diet. I went to work trying to get more sleep. I went to work in prayer and meditation. I went to work looking way, way down deep into my heart. And here's the deal. When we do this, when we decide that we don't want to live here in this place, when we decide that we are worth the time and attention it might take to suss this thing out, when we decide this, then, as scripture tells us, He comes alongside us when we go through hard times. That's directly scripture, Message Bible. He comes alongside. I believe, honestly, in my heart, that this is what happened in my case. I began to spiral into a depression, and I wanted to know why. And when I say spiral, let's get into the nuts and bolts of it. You ready? For me, it looks a lot like this, because side note, I cannot stand it when somebody tells you something that they're dealing with, but they don't get into the nitty gritty, get into the nuts and bolts. So I'm going to tell you, this is what it looks like. I cry a lot and all the time, like a lot. I cry at the drop of a hat. Okay, I can't sleep. I toss and I turn. I have trouble falling asleep. I have bad dreams. I flip flop back and forth all night long. If I wake up from that, ooh, I'm screwed because I'm up like the rest of the night. My defenses come down, way down for absolutely anything that might be of a protection to me. Let me explain that. So in other words, if a friend says something to me that 9 times out of 10 would roll completely off my back, I am like a soldier without any armor on. I am hit and pierced and wounded, and I take terrible offense. I become paranoid and I assume everyone hates me or is mad at me or is talking about me. I find fault in absolutely anything and anyone. What else? Of course, I overeat. I rage. I lose my temper and I fly off the handle. And I say things that can completely cut people off at the knees. Yeah. So there it is in a nutshell. Awesome. I hate telling you those things, but it's the truth. When depression visits me, it moves in and it takes up residence, and it isn't easy to shake. Here's what I wonder. I'm betting that you are listening to this, and because it is someone else telling you their story, well, then you're probably rooting for me. You're probably sitting there and listening to this and saying, yes, Melissa, do whatever it takes to figure this out, Mel. We don't want you to live like this, friend. Do the work. Take the time, but figure it out, Mel, and come back healthy. But let me ask you, when was the last time you rooted yourself on like that? Are you not worth the time? Are you not worth the investigation? I asked on that social media post that I was referring to a few moments ago. I asked people, when it comes to depression, on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you? I admitted I was a 5. Do you want to know what people said? Between the answers on Instagram, Facebook, and the tons of direct messages and Facebook messages I got, here are a 1/1000th of the comments of what people said. Here are just a couple. I am a 10. Today, I am a 10. I'm scared because yesterday I would have said 9, but today, Melissa, I think I'm a 10. I've never been asked to number it like this, but maybe an 8. Melissa, I'm a 7. Should I be scared? Even when things are good, I'm a 7. Is anyone ever below a 5? I know I'm not, and I'm in a successful job and have a beautiful family. Melissa, something has happened to me recently and I'm a 10. Y'all, I was worried. I was worried that I was going to be mortified that I was a 5. I was actually in a very low percentage that was 5 or below. But do we know why we are this way? Have we stopped and done the work to figure it out? Maybe it's hormones. Maybe it's levels. What if it's not? Better question, do we know what to do when we are this way? Once we have stopped and done the work to figure it out, then what? See, I knew what would work for me. I just had to do it. I received an email from a woman who said that I needed to just let God handle it because joy comes in the morning. Nope. I'm sorry. No, I don't belong in the tribe of people who hold to that principle. It's not for me. David Radke is a wonderful protector. He is oftentimes a better nurturer than me, but you can bet if I broke my leg, I would not just lay in the yard and let David handle it and trust that walking would feel better in the morning. I would do what I know to do. I would go to a professional. I would seek medical attention. I am of the belief that God put a head on my shoulders and a brain inside of it. When I get a headache, I don't lay back and let God do his thing. I take something. When I get in a fight with my mother, I don't delete her number from my phone and hope God handles it. I go to work for the relationship. So when I feel depression coming on me, I invite God to assist me as I work through the process of figuring it out. Let me say that again. I invite God to assist me as I do the hard work of moving through the process of figuring it out. You can just sit there and hope he moves, but let me know how it works for you. But when I tell him that I will do the work and I will put in the time, he comes alongside and helps me in my brokenness. You've heard the saying, work like it all depends on us, pray like it all depends on him. That's what I did. I did the work. Now, here's what that looked like for me. My story is not like everybody else's. My examples are not like everybody else's. Here's an example. I had recently started watching a show that I hated. I know. Whenever I watched it, I felt miserable and sad and angry. Someone literally texted me and asked me, hey, are you watching blank? I'm not going to tell you what the show is. Don't email me and ask. hey, are you watching it? What do you think? I never miss it. And I replied to them, I abhor it. Now that is a strong word. I abhor it. I hate it with every fiber of my being, but I cannot turn away. Ding, 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 ding. There's a clue for you, Melissa, of how you may be feeling, girl. Take your temperature. This show might have something to do with it. So I turned it off. I had recently started speaking really poorly about our budget that David Radke always has me on over our finances. We can't afford to do that. I'm so sick of sticking to this budget. We never get to do anything. We didn't get to go on vacation. We never get to go anywhere. Look what they have. When will we finally get what they've got? And the more I talked, y'all, the madder I got. The madder I got, the more discouraged I became. Ding, 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 ding. There's a clue for you, Melissa. Shut up. Side note, I didn't start lying, by the way, just so you know. I didn't turn that frown upside down and suddenly start saying, we have more than we need. We are going to Capri, Italy. We are going to get a new car. I'm not an idiot. I just shut the heck up. Friends, sometimes the best things you can do is just hush. Here's one. I was lying in bed until 2 or 3 in the morning, and then I was waking up in the morning completely exhausted. You know what you do when you wake up in the morning completely exhausted? You scream at the kids you're trying to get out the door. I could face nothing during the day when I was so drained. So, ding, 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 ding. I cut off the TV and I began to read a good book until I fell asleep. That was a small change, but something I did. Okay, here's one. I'm going to admit it. I replaced Lizzo with my worship music. Not because I don't love Lizzo. Help me, Jesus, I do. But because one feeds me and the other just entertains me. I make room for Lizzo still. I do. I'm human. I've got a pulse. Okay? But when I'm depleted, I don't need to be entertained. I just need to be fed. And then here was a biggie. Hang with me for a minute because I'm going somewhere with this. I want to start by saying how much I love my job. My job is social media. It's being in front of people. It's putting yourself out there. It's that kind of job and I love it. Okay? It comes with a lot of fun. It comes with a lot of perks. It comes with a lot of happiness for me. It really does. It also comes with a lot of criticism. And if I'm being honest, anger and hatred from other people. And for the last couple of years, I have been more than able to fend off the haters, okay? Not give them a second thought. But a couple of months ago, some comments began to come in on a couple of different posts that I had done that were, for lack of a better word, vitriol, which I had heard, but I had to look up. By definition, it means cruel and bitter. Now, you don't think I've ever read a negative comment before? I have. Has it bothered me? Sorta. I mean, not a lot. I certainly never went to bed, you know, overthinking it or obsessing about it. We set up some safeguards for me when it comes to being online. We set up some privacy and some security things so that I wouldn't even have to see those kind of things that were being said anymore. It worked. It worked perfectly for me, but I don't even remember the instance, but about 2 months ago, somehow in looking through one of my social media pages, I came across a comment that was so ugly. And here's what it said. Carrie said, this woman doesn't wash her own nasty ass underwear or pick up after her own damn kids, who, let's face it, are being raised to be lazy, overly dependent, entitled little pricks. I should have stopped right then. I needed to stop that lie and replace it with truth. I needed to control my mind and my thoughts. I needed to, but I didn't. I read the next one. Heather says, this woman is an asshole. And then I read the next one. Emily says, maybe you should shed some pounds and get out of my ad space with your lazy fat ass. Okay, no. This goes against everything I know to be true about who I am. Okay? It is the exact opposite of everything God has said about me or raised me to believe about myself. This isn't true. This is not what he said. Right? This isn't true. Right? They went on. Denise said, this lady is fat. She knows she's fat. She knows people see her fat ass and talk about her fat ass. So get over it. I guess the final nail in the coffin for me was when Heather said, Really, lady? Your husband is more than likely cheating on you. And that's when I really lost my way. You're shocked right now that I had to read those things about myself. You're friends of mine, so you hurt for me. Don't hurt for me. When you say these same things to yourself day and night, you think it's okay? It's not. If it sounds bitter and cruel, vicious and mean, you're right. It is. It is no less bitter and cruel, vicious and mean to say them to yourself. If anything, it's worse. I don't have to live with the Heathers and the Emilys and the Denises and the Carries, but you have to live with you. And when you speak those things over yourself, you are undermining everything that has been spoken over you from the one who created you himself. And here's the kicker. I know this. I teach this. My favorite online course that I have ever taught. If you didn't know that about me, I have online courses that I offer, that I teach, that I am so proud of. My most favorite is called Ink, Replacing What Stained You with What Can Change You. Oh, my word, guys. I wrote the course. I've taught the material. I know the truth. Why? Why was I giving these people real estate in my mind? Why was I letting them move in and set up shop? Why was I letting them win? But I was. I am. I can't. I went back to the comments and there were more, you guys. Okay. So many more, daily and always. And I clicked on the faces. I bet if I look at their profile pics and I see how repulsive they are, then I can feel better about me. That's what I'll do. By Shucky, that's a great idea. I'll bet I'll see them in their photos, like doing hardcore drugs or like fighting dogs. That was like my thought, my reasoning, right? No doubt that's the kind of people they are, but they weren't. You know who they were? They were between the ages, I'm guessing, of course, but by looks, they were between the ages of 40 and 65 years old. 100% of them were white. 100% of them were women. It was pictures of them at the Grand Canyon and at their grandson's birthday party. One of them loves to take cooking classes. One of them went to a gender reveal. One's job is in public education, and one just renewed her vows. The women I speak to, write to, think about, fight for, champion, encourage, love on, and do this job for. Those are the kind of women they were. They look like us. Does anybody see the irony here? Anybody? Raise a hand. Anybody? I'm looking across the room. Anybody see the irony here? Does anyone see how the vicious cycle of depression and discouragement, hopelessness and unhappiness eventually grabs us all up like a snowball and carries us away? What someone did to them, they turned and did to me. I want to hate them, but I don't. I want to block them. So I did, but I don't hate them. I don't hate them. What I hate is brokenness. What I hate is what happens to us when we don't stop and fix what is broken, when we don't stop and take our temp, when we don't care enough about ourselves and our families and our kids and our homes to stop what is tearing us apart and say, no more, no more. I'm lucky. I can turn off the constant notifications and I can block the haters. Unless, of course, the hater is me. That's harder to stop. I'm harder to stop. Hey, if you want more information about today's guest or today's topic or whatever book we referred to or a quote maybe that we referred to or a movie, whatever, you can find that on the show notes. It's not hard to find the show notes. You just scroll down on your iPhone or your Android and there's a little tab that says show notes, or easy peasy, go to www.ordinarypeopleordinarythings.com and right there are our show notes. Everything you need to know more about today's podcast episode or today's guest. Be sure and subscribe. We do not want you to miss a thing that is coming up or that we are doing on Ordinary People. So be sure and subscribe. Also, we love it if you leave a review. And here's the weird thing. When you leave a review, all you have to do is click the star. Do you want to give it a 1-star, a 3-star, a 5-star? So like if you click the 1-star or the 3-star, I've just heard bad things happen. Like one lady hit the 1-star and then someone honked their horn and shot the finger at her. But one person hit the 5-star and then Channing Tatum wrote him a letter and told him thank you. I don't know if that's true. I'm just saying. Also, be sure and share this with everybody you know. Hashtag ordinary people, ordinary things. I would really appreciate it. That's how we know more about you and we get your feedback. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and even the dreaded Twitter. Also, don't forget, you guys, this week, this Thursday night, that's September the 12th at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'm doing what I call a live lesson. So this is just really going maybe deeper into some issues and some topics that we talk about here, maybe depression. You never know what I'm going to be talking about, but on this particular week, Thursday night, September 12th, how to change how you feel without changing who you are. There's nothing wrong with you, okay? There's nothing wrong with you. And so you don't have to change who you are in order to feel better, feel more hope, feel more alive, okay? Check us out live, Instagram live, Facebook live, live lessons. Thank you, Margaret. In one of our classes in ink, which, okay, I'm sorry, I'm not saying much about ink. And y'all are like, what is she even talking about? And y'all are going to hit me up about it. Please pay attention to all of today's podcast. You will hear more info on it, I promise. But in one of our classes, I tell the sweet, but kind of weird story about my son smelling my hand. By the way, just so you know, this is not a story of like, oh, how sweet Rocco was probably too. Mm-mm. It was just like 4 months ago. I don't know why he does it, but he's 10. Why does he do anything? But he swears that he knows my smell. Like he smells my hand. If we're holding hands or watching TV, he'll just pick it up and he'll smell my hand. So one day while we were on vacation with some friends, we put him to the test because I wasn't the only one that thought it was weird. Like the other moms that were there also thought it was weird. So we blindfolded Rocco and then me and two of my girlfriends who were also moms. They'd also been in the same house with me all day. They'd been cooking the same food. We placed our hands in front of him one at a time. Also, I'm not a lotion wearer or even a big perfume wearer, so it's not that, okay? We placed our hands in front of him one at a time. He smelled them each, and without a single moment of hesitation, he said, that one, that was my mom. And he was right. He just knew. Just a whiff of me, and he knew. The world is out there. The culture and the TV shows and the toxic relationships and the disappointments and the vitriol, it's all out there. I don't want that. I know what that smells like. It's not for me. I know who I am because I know what he's called me. I know the words that he has spoken over me. I know how they make me feel. I know how they empower me. I know how they heal me. You can blindfold me and place every man-made idol in front of me. You can wrap lies and deceit up in anything you like, but baby, I will turn my nose up at it every time because I know when the truth is near. My hope is that you come to know this too, that we, as a people, move our tens to nines and then to eights and eventually twos, that we help people, that we love them, we speak truth and goodness to them, and that we refrain from spilling our brokenness over them. This podcast season is for you. This podcast is for you. I'm like you. I hurt like you. I hope like you. And I'm learning and healing and figuring it all out right alongside you. Oh, and I am for you. I always have been. I love every email and DM and hug and handshake and selfie that I get to take with you. Oh, my word. I wish you knew the things that God has said about you. Honey, you'd want to take a selfie with you too. It's going to be an awesome season. Thank you for being so ordinary. I love it so much, and I love you. Till next time.